And today, we shall visit the book. Thank you.
or San Diego, how the hell it goes. You're looking good. You're looking mighty fine. I like this place. I do like this place. We've played this place many times before. It's a good spot. You know, we're almost done with this thing. We've had 3 months of touring here, and we lost a few shows to some COVID and a couple shows to some hurricane action, but we're here. We made it to this place. Look at that. We've got a big old flying V on. That's a man's guitar. Look at that fucking thing. That's like a double penis extension.
Triple.
Lur has triple penis tonight. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I gotta say, though, I was thinking about when we were playing, I like playing that Salmon Man song. It feels good. Even though I am missing salmon season right now, but we're just happy to be playing in front of people again. Jeez. And I have to say, it's been a long-ass tour, but I kind of am getting bummed that it's getting close to the end. It's been amazingly incredible to play the Rush set every night. I look forward to it every night. And we're getting pretty good at it, actually. Well, you know, we fuck it up every now and again, but for the most part, we you know, I think we do it. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the social media. Don't watch the first thing, though. Like, the very first show we did got on the, you know, Rolling Stone normally doesn't pay much attention to us, and of course, the first thing they post on us in years is the very first show we did in Boise, and of course, I fucked up the intro to the very first notes I played on. I'm a bass player, for Christ's sake. I gotta play this shit now. And I fucked it up, and it's all for all the world to see. So, but, we're better now. We're better at it.
Sounded pretty good to me.
If you liked it, Larry?
Yeah. That was perfect.
So anyway, I'm talking way too much, but I don't know. I feel pretty good tonight. So. And we're gonna do a song that our Polish friend Mr. Tomaski really enjoys. He calls it Mr. Noodle, but it's actually.
They call me Mr. Know-it-all. I will not compromise. I will not be told what to do. I shall not step aside.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's just a little rush.
So the greatest thing about playing that song is I get to throw my pick out to the audience. I've never really played with a pick before. So I'm working on my Rick Nielsen, getting that sucker out there, you know. So I'm assuming there's some Rush aficionados in the audience like that. So how are we doing? I tell this story every night because it's a fucking good story. So many years ago, a 14-year-old kid drank 3 warm Lone Brows and threw up in the parking lot of the Cow Palace, San Francisco, right before going and seeing Geddy, Neil, and Alex blow his fucking mind during the Hemispheres tour. And that guy was me. It was me. I was that guy. And it pretty much changed my life, and at that point I just started playing bass, and my friend Bill Peterson was with me, and I had no money, and he had some money. And we were looking up there on the stage. Unfortunately, Bill left the planet a few years ago, but we're looking up at the stage, and there's Geddy's black and white Rickenbacker sitting there on a stand in between sets. And he's like, that's just like mine. And I was like, God damn, fuck. I want one of those. And it took all these years. I finally got one. I got one. Look, check it out. This was like my dream bass forever. And I've had a couple of them over the years, but never a black one. So I got a black one for this. And then I got the old double Mickey. I don't know if you saw that. It's pretty sweet. But anywho, I became one of those Rush fanatics most girls didn't want to hang out with me but I will say, I've been with my wife for, we've been married, 27 years ago, but we've been together like 30 years, and she's one of the only women I've ever met that's a Rush fan, so, it's a bonding thing, that's why we've been together all these years, as a Rush fan, I knew that this next song was always a big, important part of the show. And any of you folks that were back there in the day of the Hemispheres and Permanent Waves and Moving Pictures, all those shows, know that this was a big one from the lighters. And nowadays, you know, people hold up phones and, you know, you feel free to take off your pants, whatever you want. Just help me out with the vocals on this one. It was tough. But it's very poignant, very relevant lyrics, you know. Neil was an amazing drummer, obviously, like one of the greatest ever. But he needs to get his due as a lyricist. We have incredible lyrics. So, closer to the heart, help me out.
Close to the heart.
Thank you. impossible to tell us how they hide. Infinity, the star that could not die. I'll get across the I'm
Thank you. Thank you.